Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't understand why the Giants didn't learn from last year. So the biggest issue that the Giants had throughout the entire year was Saquon Barkley going to the Eagles, and then the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, and Saquon being amazing, and they gave him a new contract, and was hurling guys backwards and doing all sorts of stuff. And the clip kept coming up of John Mara and Joe Shane's office, and I got trouble sleeping. And then the whole deal, right? So that's yes. Just followed them around forever. So much so that there's not going to be and wasn't a Hard Knocks offseason this offseason. It's not going to happen again because it was so embarrassing for the Giants. So what is going on right now? There's another video that could blow up in their face. Not as bad as the Saquon thing, but there's just no point. So there were reports that after the draft and right before the draft that the Giants had wanted to trade up to get Cam Ward, and they had tried to do it, and they put a package out there. Some of the reporters even put the details of the package out there, what they were going to trade up to get Cam Ward, and obviously they loved him enough, and if they had lost to the Indianapolis Colts late in the season, they would have drafted Cam Ward. So now this video comes out of draft night, and the Titans are on the clock with the number one overall pick. And Joe Shane calls up Mike Borgonzi, the GM of the Titans, and he's like, hey, and he's laughing because he knows he's not going to trade the pick. But he's like, hey, you know what? I'm just trying one more time. I figured you'd think it was me. And although this felt like a joke, you could tell, though, that the joke was that Joe Shane had been calling him a ton to try to get this number one overall pick, and he's even calling him when he's on the clock, and he knows that they're not going to trade him the pick because they want Cam Ward. So, am I crazy to think that if Abdul Carter sees this, he's like, wait, you guys would have taken Cam Ward over me? You were going to trade up to get him and not take me? Or Jackson Dart, who's like, I thought I was the guy you liked the most. I mean, you traded back into the first round to get me. And you're telling me you like Cam Ward better?
I don't think you're crazy to think that, but I would say if those guys thought that, grow a set. I mean, when you've got a guy who is universally thought of as the number one overall pick at that specific position, to me it is what it is. It shouldn't be an issue. It just shouldn't be because they're doing their due diligence. They tried to get the number one pick to get the player that everybody and their brother believes is the difference-making quarterback in this draft, as much as you might love Jackson Dart or not. And then if you're Abdul Carter, if you're going to be insulted about being the third overall pick, that's on you.
Well, it's not so much being insulted as a number three overall pick as it is like, oh, I mean, I thought that we were, like, this was it. Like, you loved me so much that even if you had the number one overall pick, you would have selected me. And these guys, you know how they are, especially the young players now and the money that they get paid in college and how much they think of themselves. And I'm sure it's going to ding them a little bit, especially if you're Jackson Dart, who probably thinks, hey, I should have been taken number one overall. I'm better than Cam Ward. That's what these guys think.
Well, they should think that. They're all amazing talents, and they probably all believe that they could have been the number one pick. I'm not always you say the same thing about Travis Hunter easily, because how many people came out in this new term that we use these days, he's a generational talent. I'm sure he is. Great. He can play both ways. We'll see what he does. But I also think when you're looking at the draft and where you are a top, I mean, they're both first-round picks. Carter's third overall. If you're going to be upset over it, then you don't got the right guy. I mean, honestly, just go out and prove yourself. Do great things, and you will make more money than you've ever envisioned.
Yeah, but then again, you also hear about these chip on the shoulders. Like you say, if this guy's upset about it, then you don't have the right guy. But there's been many guys who have used that. I got passed on, or the team didn't want me, and
right,
whatever.
But that could
I
be to the benefit of the team, though.
Yeah, so there is that mentality of it. But so, if anything, because you know that the Giants liked Jaden Daniels last year,
yeah,
and they couldn't get him. And they like Cam Ward this year. If Cam Ward turns out to be great like Jaden Daniels was in his rookie season, then that'll help the legacy of these two guys when they get fired, like with Ben McAdoo and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's really the only thing.
That is true.
Right? It'd be like, hey, well, they wanted Jaden Daniels and they wanted Cam Ward, but Tommy DeVito won some games, knocked him out of the top three that one draft, and then they beat the frickin' Indianapolis Colts, who actually had something to play for that game with Drew Lock as the quarterback, and knocked them down to three.
Here's what I do know. Going into this season, as opposed to where we were at last season, last year we absolutely went into the season not sure if they were going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, unless this team goes 0-17, I just don't see them as being that bad of a football team this year. And I think defensively they are going to be really good. I do. And I think if you get Jackson Dart in middle to the back end of the season, if they look like a professional football team that actually can score touchdowns, I don't think they're doing anything at the top with these two, because you got to give them a chance now with the quarterback, because otherwise, if not, all you're doing is repeating the same issues that you have done by having a quarterback, bringing in another coach, another issue, and now you're changing the system. And with John Marrow, he threw the skin up 18 different ways. I actually think these guys are locked up for at least the next two seasons until you see a good sample size of Jackson Dart and what they can be.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I know that the schedule, you never know how it's going to work out. There could be a big injury to a team, but sometimes the good teams are the good teams, and the bad teams are the bad teams, and it works out. But it's still a tough thing to evaluate. However, they are the worst team in the division.
But a very good division, though, at the same time. I mean, they are fourth out of four as the season begins. There's no disagreement there, but you're also talking about the defending Super Bowl champions. You're talking about the team that they beat in the NFC Championship game to go win the Super Bowl, and another team in the Cowboys who are near and dear to me, as you know, who had a down year and Dak missed most of the season, and if you go back a year prior, won 12 games. So yeah, it's a difficult spot to be in.
You're making my point even more, the fact that they're not going to beat these guys.
But it can look different, and that's what it has to be. It has to look different. What we sat here for the last couple of years essentially saying, can you score a touchdown? Mm-hmm. They were boring, they kicked field goals, and they never put the ball in the end zone. If this team this year, even if they are a 6-win team or a 7-win team, but if they're losing games 31-27, if they're losing games, you know, 17-16, and it's competitive, and you feel like you've got a game in the fourth, we sat there, you were on the sidelines in that October game at MetLife Stadium where the place was empty in the fourth quarter. If it looks like real professional NFL football, it's different.
Okay, but if they're still losing all these games and are a 4-win team or a 3-win team, even if they're close in the fourth quarters in these games, at some point that gets tired because they've been so bad. And
well,
if
that's when you change to Jackson Dart.
Yeah, well, maybe. I mean, maybe you'd have to get them fired up. But think about this. So at home, their home schedule, or their home opponents this year, so we don't know the schedule for another week or so. Their home opponents.
I know it's not easy.
The three teams in the division, which we just talked about. Then the Packers, the Vikings, the Chiefs, the Chargers, and the Niners.
Got the 72 Dolphins in there, too?
I mean, there are a couple of teams on the road that you feel are winnable games, which are the Raiders, the Saints, and the Patriots. Mm-hmm. But then you're also bringing in the Bears, who are supposed to be much better. Obviously, the three teams in the division. I mean, you go to Chicago, mm-hmm, you go to Denver, and you go to Detroit. They could be
on paper.
They could be favored in three games out of all of them. And,
well,
and that's that, and that might actually, they probably won't, because those are road games. They're probably not going to be favored in a single game.
You said Miami's at home, right?
No.
Oh, I thought you said Miami was home.
No. It's
give me the home games again. This is not good.
Dallas, Philly, Washington, right. Green Bay, Minnesota, Kansas City, Chargers, and Niners.
Huh.
Every one of those teams
schedule.
Made it to the playoffs as the
Niners.
Well,
the Niners are an interesting case. They've lost a lot of pieces.
Cowboys,
I would expect them to be good, but you don't know. I mean, you didn't foresee Dak getting injured last year like he did. I mean, I do agree with you on paper. And if you're going to base it on what Vegas says week to week, that sounds like a team that's going to go 1-16. Mm. That having been said, they'll have chances to win. I really do think they're going to have chances to win games. And if they can, and this was my take last year too, and this was before Abdul Carter, and I will, it was almost like put me on repeat this summer going into the year. If they can defensively disrupt quarterbacks, and that's why you drafted Abdul Carter now to join him with Thibodeau and Brian Burns, and Burns getting all the money, if those three and Dexter Lawrence, I mean, think of those four I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
If you can disrupt the quarterback like they did against Tom Brady and the Patriots, they should be good enough defensively to keep them in games to have chances to win. They should be. Doesn't mean they're going to go 12-5. I'm not saying that. But they should win 5, 6, 7 games. If not, what is all this about defensively? Are they going to swing and miss? Is Abdul Carter going to be Vernon Golston, or is he going to be LT?
I think he'll be pretty good. It's going to be tough. There's still, I think we hyper-focus on some of these guys and these teams, and we forget how good everybody else is around them. I mean, if you look at the over-under totals, they are tied for the lowest total
in
the NFL for wins.
Which is what? You're going to be 4.5, 5.5?
5.5. And they're tied with the Jets, the Titans, and the Browns.
Well, those are not great franchises.
Yeah.
I will tell you right now, and I will put my money on it, I will take the over on them.
Okay.
I will take the over on them.
Yeah, I could never with either one of those teams until I actually saw them do it.
I don't know what I would do with the Jets. I really don't, because I don't know what Justin Fields is. He had his last year in Chicago, wasn't terrible. He did go 4-2 at the Steelers last year. First year for Aaron Glenn. I don't know what the Jets are, and I don't know what the Giants are either, but at least I do feel like with the Giants, I see a blueprint. And I do think they have a chance to win games that on paper look like they shouldn't. I'm going to take them for the over. 6 wins.
One more thing I wanted to run by here since we're talking NFL. No, this is it's different.
Okay.
It's not crapping on the two local teams, because that just gets tired after the while. We've been doing it for I don't know how many years in a row.
Yeah.
So they do the CBSSports.com does, let's see, it's a the top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL over the next 5 years. Who would they take?
Daniels, Burrow, Mahomes. Are those three got to be there? No.
So Daniels is 1. Burrow is 3.
No, not Mahomes.
They put Mahomes at number 6 over the next 5 years.
Wow, no kidding.
They put Josh Allen number 5.
Okay, that was probably where I was going to go next. They're not throwing a Cam Ward there already, are
no.
they?
Jalen Hurts 2.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson 4.
I mean, that's not a bad, I mean, that's about right.
So I'll come back to the Giants for just 1 second.
Yeah, I know.
Number 1, Jaden Daniels. Yeah. Number 2, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, got to see them 2-2 every year.
Yeah, but you got Jackson Dart, so we'll see how that works out
mm-hmm.
for you.
Better hope so.